And now on with Jimmy Allen's air adventures. The airman's deadliest enemy, a heavy blanket of impenetrable fog, covers the city of Canton, China, control stop in the international airways. Guided to the vicinity of the city by their directional radio, Jimmy Allen and Speed Robertson are unable to determine the location of the airport because of the gray mist. Their perilous position is intensified because the huge transport is running low on gasoline. It is only a matter of minutes, possibly seconds, before the powerful engines will splutter and stop. The two boys wonder what has become of their rivals in the race, as they have seen no signs of the other planes since climbing above the fog. Here they are now.
Gee, Speed, we've got to do something right now. We can't stay up here any longer.
Steady, kid, steady. We'll get out of this all right.
Oh, but our gas. Those gauges have showed zero for the last 3 minutes.
I know it, kid. And just take it easy. We're going to have to land, but I want to get there right side up.
But how are we going to do it? We certainly can't wait for the fog to lift.
The way I figure, we're right over the outskirts of town, in the vicinity of the field.
That's what I think. But there's no way of knowing for sure.
Well, it's a guess I know. From our last bearing we took on that radio station, it should have put us just about over the airport.
Well, then, we'd better glide down through and take a chance on hitting it.
I have a better idea than that. We'll make one more circle and then...
Big gun. The engine. They're out of gas.
Out of gas is right. Oh, we waited too long.
Gee, Speed, we're sunk now for sure.
Not yet. My plan will still work.
We're out of gas. Well, what are we
going to
do now?
Hello, Flash. Yeah, we're out of gas.
How are you going to get down through this fog here?
That's what we've been wondering.
We're scholars for sure. We never should have left.
Pipe down, Flash. Pipe down. Now, listen, fellas. We've got to work and work fast. First, cut your switches.
Okay. There they are.
Well, what are you going to do?
All right, now listen to me closely, Jim. Get into that parachute.
Parachute?
Well, we're going to bail out? That's a jump in, elephants. The race is over.
We're not going to bail out. You and I, Flash, are going to stay with the ship.
Oh.
What's the dope, Speed? Quick, into that chute now. I'll hold the ship steady. Give him a hand there, Flash.
Okay. Come on, kid. I wish I was going with you. Come on. Step in, it.
Yeah. Now, listen, fellas. Here's the whole story. We have over 6,000 feet of altitude. I'll hold the ship in a flat glide, so it'll give Jim plenty of time to get on the ground.
I get it. You want me to bail out with the chute, go down through the fog,
and find that field, kid. The instant you hit the ground, locate that airport.
But what if I come down 2 or 3 miles away from it?
Get over to it any way you can. Grab a rickshaw, a car, a horse, anything you see. Get over that field somewhere or other.
I'll do it, Speed. I'll get to that field in record time if it's the last thing I ever do.
I know you will. You can make it.
But that ain't going to do it. No good. We'll be above the fog and then Jim will be under it.
Yeah, what about that?
I know, I know. Now look, Jim. Take this rocket pistol and stick it in your belt. Here.
I get it now.
He ain't going to signal us from the ground.
Now you have the whole story. Jim bails out, goes down through, locates the field, and fires his very pistol up through the fog.
By George, that'll do it, Speed.
Get right in the center of the field, kid, and keep on firing that pistol until you see us come down through the soup.
Can you keep the ship up that long?
I'll have to keep it up.
I got it. I'll make a delayed drop. I won't pull the ripcord until I'm just above the fog.
Nothing doing. Don't take any chances like that.
Don't worry about me. Come on, Frank. Help me with the door.
Well, now, don't get crazy, kid. Those delayed drops are risky.
Never mind that delayed drop. I'll keep the ship up.
Just leave it to me. All right, Frank. Give it
easy. Good luck, kid, and no fool,
I'll signal for you. Here I go.
He's gone.
Be careful, Jim.
I see him. There he goes. Boy, look at that kid drop.
Well, where is he? Let me see.
Look, down there to your right.
He ain't opened up yet.
Look at that kid fall.
He's making us get started. See, late drop.
Oh, Jim, Jim, pull that ripcord.
Right down in the fog. Something's wrong.
Jim, do something. Great gun.
There it is. There's a chute.
It's open.
He's gone.
Oh, what a relief. That crazy kid. Pulled the ripcord just as he went into the fog.
Hey, Speed, knock me over the head, will you? Oh, boy, oh, boy.
Knock you over the head? What do you mean?
Well, my heart's up in my throat. I want to get it back down where it belongs.
Okay, Flash. But I don't blame you. My heart was up there, too. How can you beat that kid? Makes a delayed drop of about 5,000 feet because he knows confounded well that we're losing altitude every second.
I ain't never seen a kid like him before. When there's a job to be done that takes the nerve, he's the only one to do it.
Well, anyway, he's down safe. That's the important thing, Frank.
You ain't fooling me, Steve. You made him jump because maybe we ain't getting down all in one piece.
Now listen, Flash. You better get on your chute.
My chute? What do you mean, my chute? I ain't seen my chute since that Bengal tiger went out of the door of this here cabin.
Oh, by George, that's right. Here, take mine. It's right back there in the mail compartment.
Nothing to do. I'm sticking with you.
Don't be silly. Get into that chute. bail out of this place, but we still have some altitude.
And then leave you here alone to take it on the chin? No, sir. I ain't made that way.
Oh, nonsense. Cut out all that sentiment.
I guess you figure we ain't getting down right side up, huh?
It's a long shot, Flash. We're just...
...in an opposition. Then they come down through that street 10 miles from the airport. Well, but you get over to the field to signal it.
That's the story. Come on now, get along. Slap that suit on.
I ain't jumping out of no airplane. I'll take my chances with you.
You'll do nothing of the kind. You'll obey my orders. Get into that suit and take a nosedive.
You mind your own business. I'll look after myself.
You obey my orders. Make it snappy. We're losing altitude every second.
I don't have to obey your orders. I quit.
I'll stop this foolishness, Flash, and do what I tell you.
I quit. I ain't taking orders from nobody. If I want to stay in this ship and crack up, I guess I can do it.
Flash, you're a great pal. We've been in and out of some tight spots. But if you're going to stick with me now, I'll bring you through this one.
I ain't worried. I've seen you come down through stuff like this before.
All right, boy. I'll get you down. Now let's keep our eyes peeled. If Jim can't find the field, he's smart enough to pick an open spot for us before we hit the fog.
He'll do that all right. Oh, boy, that hoop's getting awful close.
Yeah, a little too close for comfort.
Gee, we ain't 1,000 feet above it. Look at that roll of mist. As thick as any I've ever seen.
Yeah, when they get fogged down here, they don't mess around.
It looks like we ain't going to get that signal. Well, what'll you do, Steve?
Now I have the flap set. We'll just pancake through it. Try to pick out an open spot.
But this thing's going to hit awful hard with all that weight in the cabin.
Now watch yourself now. Better get back in the cabin.
I'm sticking here. You may need me.
Better not, Flash. Get back there. You can't tell what'll...
Look, Steve. The signal.
Flash, Flash.
Oh, there. I see it. Quick, switch her around.
Good old Jim. I think we can make it, too. Uh-oh, there's another one.
Can you reach it?
Let's see. We have 600 feet. Yeah, I think I can stretch it.
We're going into it now. Oh, boy, look at that mess.
Here we go. Oh, great Scott, isn't this stuff thick?
I'll say it is. You can't even see the engine.
I've never seen a worse fog.
Watch yourself. We're getting down.
Don't worry. I took a bearing in my compass before I went into it.
Yes. Hold it. It's right on the ground.
Yeah, it looks like it. There's no sign of it thinning out.
I wonder if he found the field.
It's hard to tell. But he wouldn't have sent up that signal unless he had spotted an open place.
We're down to 250, and it's still thick as soup.
Brace yourself, Flash. We don't know what we're getting into.
I'm sticking right here. If we plow into something, it'll be just too bad.
Oh, look at that stuff.
Ground.
No, let up yet.
The ground must be right under us.
I've got to level out. From now on, we'll feel our way in.
If we only had them engines to help.
Oh, no chance of that. We'll have to land when we come out.
Oh, I sure hope you guess right. Hey, look at that, Steve. It's as thick as ever.
Get set. We're down to 100 feet.
We're ever going to hit something. I can feel it in my bones.
Look sharp. The fog's getting lighter. Steady now, Flash. Steady. We're coming out of it.
Oh, Steve.
Easy now. We're going to hit any instant.
Oh, boy. Look out, Steve. Look out.
It's the ground. Hold it, Flash. We're going to sit down.
Careful, Steve. Careful.
Boy. Oh, I'm glad I don't have to make that kind of a landing every day.
Well, what a landing. What a island. I ain't never seen anything like that in my life. This stuff is right down on the ground, Steve. You sure ought to get a medal for making that landing.
Just blind luck, Flash. We just happened to hit an open piece of ground. Where in the world are we, anyway?
The fog's so thick you can't even see the edge of this field.
Wait a minute. There's something over there to the right. Just make it out through the mist.
By golly, there is something over there. Hey, Steve, it looks like a building.
Yeah, let's walk over that way and find out.
Go ahead. And believe me, I never was so glad to see the ground. Boy, I'm
well,
glad to
glad,
get
out
of
this plane, will you? Come on.
Yeah,
that's a building, all right. Say, wait a minute, Flash. If that isn't a hangar, I'm crazy. Sure, it's a hangar. And there's another one.
Well, strike me better than a mackerel if you ain't right.
By George, we hit the airport. We guessed right, Flash.
I knew you could do it.
And look, somebody's running out to meet us. It's Jimmy.
But you sure it's Jimmy. He led us right into the field. Now we're fighting something.
Hi there, Jimmy.
It's
wonderful to see you. Oh, boy, what a landing you made. The fog's so thick, I didn't even see you come in.
Hello, kid. Well, we finally made it.
I didn't even know you were on the ground until I heard the squeal of the brakes.
How far were you from the field when you hit the ground?
Well, when I came down to the soup, I wasn't 100 yards from the field. But the fog was so thick, I didn't know it.
How did you find out?
I lived next to the road where some coolies were working. Why, they were scared stiff when they saw me come down out of the mist beneath a parachute.
I bet they were. And they told you where the field was, huh?
Sure. So I tore out into what I thought was the middle and started shooting the very pistol.
Yeah, well, that was the only thing he could do. It sure saved us. He did the sixth son, all right. But say, Jim, what about the other ships? Have any of the other ships landed yet?
Yeah. That's right. Well, one of them, how's that?
Listen, fellas, we've stolen a march on the gang. Not a word has been heard from the other ships. We're the only racer that's landed in Canton.
Good news at last. The boys have mastered the treacherous fog and are the first into Canton. But what are the other ships in the race? Join us for some more hot, gripping thrills in Jimmy Allen's next air adventure.
This program has come to you through the facilities of the World Broadcasting System.